From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Laura Charant Littlewing is reporting for the Columbia paper. Two proposed local laws have been approved by the Hilldale Short-Term Rental Task Force. The first, Local Law Number 1, seeks to regulate short-term rentals, more commonly known as Airbnbs, after the company of the same name. Under the proposed new regulations, short-term rentals would be considered similar to commercial lodging establishments like motels and bed and breakfast facilities. Owners of short-term rentals would be required to operate with an annual permit costing $50, and the properties would also be subject to mandated periodic impromptu inspections. Unregistered STR properties would be subject to a fine. All facilities would be required to have an owner, manager, or authorized representative living within 20 miles of the property. Proposed law number 2 seeks to align the town's zoning law definitions to conform with state standards. According to Hillsdale resident Craig Norton, the town's thresholds for determining what a major project is, and I quote, are too small, end quote. Both task force approved local laws now go to the County Planning Board for review. Following that review, a public hearing will be held, after which the Hillsdale Town Board will vote on both measures. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, December 17th, announced his executive agenda for 2019 and recreational marijuana legalization, a Green New Deal, end quote, and gun control measures were near the top of the list. Cuomo said during a speech in Manhattan, and I quote, let's legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana once and for all, end quote. Marijuana legalization will be part of Cuomo's criminal justice reform platform, which includes ending cash bail. Cuomo said, and I quote, we have two criminal justice systems, one for the wealthy and well-off and one for everyone else, and that's going to end, end quote. He outlined policy items to be accomplished during the first 100 days of his third term. On the environmental front, Cuomo called for New York's electricity to be 100%, and I quote, carbon neutral, end quote, by 2040. During his speech, the governor channeled former New York governor and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt asking, and I quote, what would FDR do, end quote, if he was saddled with the same challenges from what Cuomo described as a hostile federal government. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrats in 2019 are in a position to take control from their Republican colleagues to lead the Ulster County Legislature. Although in November 2017, Republicans retained their majority by one vote, in 2018, an Independence Party member changed his voting allegiance from Republican to Democrat, thereby allowing Democrats to take control. As a result, current minority leader Hector Rodriguez, a Democrat who represents New Platts, is now the frontrunner to serve as the legislature's next chairman. Rodriguez, a 8-term county lawmaker, has been chosen by the Democrat caucus as its candidate for chairman. He will need a minimum of 12 votes to win, so a single Democratic defector could cost him the job. As a result, the current chairman, Wallkill Republican Ken Runk, has been lobbying his fellow lawmakers, hoping to keep the post he has held for 3 years. Ronk said, and I quote, I'm having conversations with my colleagues, and we'll take it from there, end quote. He said during his time as chairman, the legislature has worked with the county executive, Democrat Michael Hine, to invest in improving infrastructure, increase services to the underserved, and adopting a comprehensive human rights law. Rodriguez said he recognizes that if elected chairman, he will lead a closely divided legislature. Read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney spoke in the cider tasting room at Soon's Orchard in New Hampton, Orchard County, December 14th, celebrating bipartisan passage of the 5-year farm bill renewal. Maloney said, and I quote, this bill is better than the 2014 bill, and the 2014 bill was the best we had, end quote. Pieces of the three bills the Cold Spring Democrats sponsored were incorporated into the final measure. Among them, a renewed grant program to fund training and other help for new farmers, doubling the loan limit for new farmers to buy land to $600,000 from $300,000, and changes in federal crop insurance that Maloney said would improve coverage for Hudson Valley farms with diverse crops. Maloney also applauded the elimination of the expanded work requirements for recipients of monthly grocery subsidies through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. House Republicans put the rules in their version of the farm bill, but Senate Republicans rejected them. Read the full story at The Fray. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.